Please be seated.
差不多30年之前，我们把这一块地。现在恭请大家站立，我们做一个祷告。
About 30 years ago, we bought this land and built our church.
当时我跟这个卖地的人谈话的时候，我就发现原来在我们隔壁的那个对面是另外的一个礼拜堂。
When I was talking about the purchase, I realized that across the street was another worship place.
但是那个礼拜堂没有十字架。
But it had no cross.
他们也没有很大的名字摆在门口。
And there is no glaring name at the gate.
当我跑到对面去看的时候，原来他们是耶和华见证人。
When I went over to find out, I realized it was Jehovah Witness.
我当时心里头有很大的激动。I
was quite excited.
因为我们知道我们彼此之间的信仰分别很大。Because
I realized there was a huge difference in our beliefs.
而在他们的信仰当中，他们并不高举耶稣。In
their belief, Jesus was not on top of everything.
所以我心里头非常的着急。
And I was quite burdened in heart.
在神学院里头，我们也曾经研究过耶和华见证人他们的信仰。
And at the seminary, we used to study the belief of Jehovah Witness believers.
我们深深地知道他们不信三位一体。
We know for a fact that they do not believe in Trinity.
于是乎，我在神的面前有一个很深的祷告。
Therefore, I had a long prayer in the presence of the Lord.
我知道我们在这个地方所建立的教会不单只是一个教会那么简单。
We knew that it was not a simple thing just to put up a church in brick and mortar.
其实我们是面对一个很大的属灵的战争。
We were in fact facing a huge challenge of spiritual warfare.
所以当我们要开始使用这个地方的时候，
So when we started to use this place,
我特别对弟兄姊妹做一个很慎重的宣布。
And I made a very special announcement to brothers and sisters.
我说在我们开始使用这个地方的时候，我们把所有的主日学都集中在一块。
And I said, before we're going to use this church, we're going to have a joint Sunday school class.
那么上主日学的时候呢，是我自己亲自来教导。
And I was going to teach this class myself.
而我所教的一个最重要的题目呢，就是对面的那个教会他们所不承认的。
And the very important topic I taught was what was denied by the church across the street.
就是三位一体真理。
That is the theology of Trinity.
我相信我们的弟兄姊妹对这一方面的认识并不够。
I don't think brothers and sisters have enough understanding of this very important concept.
所以我心里头有很重的一个负担。
So I was deeply burdened in heart.
我要求弟兄姊妹都在礼拜天一大清早回到这个地方来。
So I asked everybody to come to church every Sunday morning.
我非常清楚地告诉大家，我要教三位一体。
And I told everybody clearly that I was going to teach the theology of Trinity.
然后我们教什么叫做因信称义。
And try to understand what is justification by faith.
然后我们教耶稣基督就是神。
And we were going to teach why Jesus Christ is God.
然后我们继续地教耶稣基督再来。
And we continued with the topic of the second coming of Christ.
然后我们特别地教导将来他来的时候怎么样把我们接到天上那个天上的新天新地。
And we learned together how we're going to be received by Jesus in the new heavens and earth.
我记得第一堂我们开始上主日学的时候，
I still remember the first class.
那一次是我们的成年人的主日学。
That was the adult Bible study.
我很清楚地记得，我第一次上课的时候，我们有70个成年人在这里上学。
And I remember we had 70 brothers and sisters.
我再讲，我们有70个成年人在这里上课，听什么叫做三位一体。
And we had 70 brothers and sisters coming to class to understand what is Trinity.
耶和华见证人说，圣经并没有三位一体这四个字。
According to Jehovah's Witness, there is no clear term of Trinity in the Bible.
所以三位一体是不存在的。
Therefore, the concept doesn't exist.
但是从马太福音一开始的时候，我们就看见。
But in the beginning of the Gospel according to Matthew, we see that.
还没有结婚的玛利亚从圣灵怀孕。
The Virgin Mary got pregnant from the Holy Spirit.
所以她肚子里头那个孩子是圣灵的工作。
The baby inside her was the work of the Holy Spirit.
然后她的孩子生下来之后，
After the birth of her child,
她的名字叫做耶稣。
He was named Jesus.
是神为人预备的神的儿子成为人的救主。
It was the Son that God prepared to save human beings.
于是乎圣经说耶稣来这个世界的时候就成为以马内利。
Therefore, the Bible says Jesus came to this world as Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是神与人同在。
Emmanuel means God with us.
这里头我们看见神与人同在。
Here we see God with people.
这里头我们也看见神的儿子耶稣。
And we see the Son of God, Jesus.
而这个儿子来这个世界是因为圣灵的工作。
And he came to this world because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里都非常清楚地让我们看见三位一体的同工。
So here, the concept of Trinity is made clear.
然后在马太福音的第三章，
In chapter 3 of Matthew,
耶稣基督接受浸礼的时候，
When Jesus Christ was being baptized,
圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove.
然后天开了。
And the heaven opened.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
A voice came from above saying, This is my son, whom I love.
大家请看着我啊，有些人没有看着我，我告诉你，我现在所讲的是非常重要的信息。
Please pay attention to what I'm about to explain, which is very important.
天上的声音告诉我们说，天父在上面，对不对？
The voice from the heaven says, the heavenly Father is above.
然后神的儿子站在水面之上，是耶稣。
And the Son of God is on the water, who was Jesus.
然后圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit was descending on him like a dove.
非常清楚，让我们看见三位一体同时出现。
It's very clear for us to see the presence of the Holy of.
然后马太福音的第四章
，and chapter 4 of Matthew,
说耶稣基督被圣灵引导到旷野里头。
Says Jesus Christ was led to the desert by the Holy Spirit.
然后魔鬼来试探他。
And then the devil came to test him.
我们又看见是圣灵的工作带领耶稣去的。
So we see once again it was the Holy Spirit that was working.
又是神的儿子去面对试探。
It was the Son of God to face the test.
又是经过了天父的特许允许才可以发生。
It was through the special authority of the Heavenly Father.
所以这里头又是三位一体的工作。
So it's another example of Trinity at work.
虽然圣经没有说三位一体这四个字，
Though the Bible does not have a specific term called Trinity.
但是在整本圣经里头，从创世纪的第一章第一句话开始，一直到启示录的最后一句话为止，都有三位一体的出现。
But from page 1 of the Holy Bible till the last page of the Holy Book, there is always Trinity.
所以经过了第一次之后，
So after that encounter,
神在我们当中做了很大的工作。
God did tremendous work among us.
直到今天为止，
Until today,
我在远东电台的工作，
When I work at the radio station of far,
仍然常常收到一些的电话。
I still get phone calls.
你所做的基要真道这一个声带，
the videotape you have recorded on the basic truths of the Bible.
我仍然在听。
I'm still listening to them.
而且帮助我的信仰的基础很大很大。
And they help me lay a solid foundation of my faith.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要忽略我们在这里的教导。
So, dear brothers and sisters, do not ignore the teachings we receive at church.
这个教会不能够建造在人的工作上。
Because this church cannot be built on the work of man.
必须被建造在神的话语上。
But rather on the word of God.
你假如对圣经的真理不熟悉的话
If you are unfamiliar with the truth of the Bible,
外面的工作都是没有意思的
All human work is meaningless.
除非我们有一个基础
Unless we have a solid foundation.
一个很坚固的基础
A very solid foundation.
圣经里的所有的真理都建造在这个基础上面
On which all the truths of the Bible is built.
我们的教会才成为一个真正的教会。
So that our church can become a real church.
后来神带领我离开这个教会的牧养工作。
And later God led me to do something different.
然后我就进入福音广播的事业上。
And I went to gospel radio work.
当我离开这个教会的时候。
When I left this church.
有一个信徒。有一个信徒
a believer
在这个教会的
from this church
他特别的对我讲了一句话
he said something special to me
令我的心灵非常的震惊
which shocked my heart
也让我今天站在这个地方有一个说不出来的震惊
and I'm still being shocked at this time
他对我说什么呢
what did he tell me
冯牧师外面的人对我们的教会的评语，你知道吗？
He says, Pastor Fong, do you know how other people call us or label us?
他说，这个教会是一个神学院。
He says, this church is actually a seminary.
为什么他们说我们的教会是一个神学院呢？
Why did they call us a seminary?
因为我们是建造在神的话语上面。
Because our church is built on the word of God.
我再问大家一个问题，你知道我现在所讲的是什么吗？
I want to ask to make sure that you know what I'm talking about.
大家今天的表情非常的严肃，我不知道为什么原因。
Everybody looks serious. I'm not sure why.
严肃是好的。
It's good to be serious.
但是我现在要讲的就是，我们是建造在神的话语上面。
What I'm trying to say is that our church is built on the word of God.
第二件事，今天早上我要跟你分享的是另外的一回事。
Another thing I'm going to share with you is different.
有一天，我在工作的地方，中午吃完午饭之后。
One day after lunch at work.
我就出去走一走。
I was taking a walk outside.
在拐角的地方。
At the corner of the street,
迎面而来一个年轻人
a young man was coming toward me.
大概三十多岁
in his 30s.
那么他见面的时候，他就说：“先生，借个火用一用。”
And he greeted me, saying, "Mister, can I have a lighter?"
我说你要火做什么
？I asked, "Why do you need a lighter?"
他说我要抽烟。
He said I have to have a smoke.
我说年轻人不要抽烟啊。
I said it's bad for young people to smoke.
因为对你的身体不好。
Because it's bad for your health.
哎，他说烟瘾上来没法子控制。
He says no, you can't control when you want to smoke.
我说那个是一个黑暗的势力控制你的生命。
And I said it's a dark force that controls your life.
他说不要讲得那么高深。
He says don't be so profound.
我现在要抽烟。
I crave smoking now.
你没有火，没有办法。
If you do not have a lighter, that's okay.
我就抓着他。
And I held him.
我说年轻人，你是不是一个基督徒
？I said, young man, are you a Christian?
其实我问他这句话是多余的。
I know it was a useless question.
一个基督徒怎么会抽烟呢
？How could a Christian smoke?
那么然后这个人呢，就抬起他的头来看着我。
And he looked at me.
他讲了一句话，很厉害。
And said something quite serious.
他说我是一个犹太人。
He said, I am a Jew.
I'm a Jewish. That is what he said.
I'm Jewish. Yeah.
什么叫做我是一个犹太人呢？
What does it mean to be a Jew or being Jewish?
他的意思就是说我不信耶稣。
He says, I do not believe in Christ.
因为现在的犹太人拒绝耶稣，大家知道。
Because Jewish people reject Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个年轻人说我是一个犹太人。
So the young man said, I am Jewish.
换句话说 I'm not a Christian.
In other words, 我不是基督徒。
然后呢，他就抓着我了。
Then he continued.
你知道犹太人很厉害啊，他就抓着我了。
You know, Jewish people can be quite aggressive.
他就说
he said,
我问你
I have a question for you.
他说神会不会做错事情的？
He asked, is it possible for God to be wrong?
就是说神会不会 make mistakes?
就是说神会不会犯错误？
我说神怎么会犯错呢？
I said, how can God be wrong?
然后他就来了。
And he continued.
他说为什么你们不要旧约要把它改成新约。
Then he said, "Why don't you want the old covenant and you want to change it to a new one?"
那大家看着我啊。
Please look at me.
从耶稣基督之后就叫做新约。
We know after Jesus Christ, we have a new covenant.
所以我们的圣经有关耶稣基督的记载都叫做新约。
So everything about Jesus Christ in the Bible is called New Testament.
为什么你们不要旧约，要把它改成新约？
His question was, why do you not want the Old Testament?
换句话说就是，你说旧约是做错了。
In other words, you may think the Old Testament is wrong.
所以要变成新约。
Therefore, you want to change it to a New Testament.
我是刚吃完午饭。
I just had my lunch.
我完全没有想到又有一个属灵的战争要面对。
And this question caught me off guard in this spiritual war.
我也根本没有准备任何的答案。
I was not prepared to answer right away.
其实在神学院里头我们也没有谈过这件事。
Actually, I was not even trained in the seminary about this question.
所以我站在那个地方不知道应该怎么工作。
So I was at a loss then.
也不知道怎么回答这个犹太人。
Because I didn't know how to answer him.
就在这一个时间，圣灵给我一个很深的感动。
At that very moment, I was touched by the Holy Spirit.
忽然之间，我就对这个年轻人这样说。
And then I said to him,
我说，你有没有读过圣经？
I said, have you read the Bible?
他说， I am very knowledgeable.
他说，我很有学问。
换句话说，就是他读了很多的圣经。
In other words, he has read a lot of the Bible.
我说，你读了很多的圣经，你根本一窍不通。
I said, you are still ignorant, even though you have read a lot of the Bible.
什么叫做旧约，什么叫做新约，你一窍不通。
You have no idea what is Old Testament and what is New Testament.
你今天还向我挑战。
And how can you challenge me?
我说，在你们旧约圣经的大先知书里面已经有新约。
And I said, in the prophet books of your Old Testament, there is the new covenant.
回去看以赛亚书。
I asked him, go back to read the book of Isaiah.
他说你是说以西亚。
He said, you are saying Isaiah.
我说你连 Isaiah 你也不会读，读着以西亚，你根本没有读过圣经。
I said, you even mispronounced Isaiah as Isaiah.
以赛亚先知说神要与我们立一个永约。
Isaiah said God is going to set up an everlasting covenant with us.
这个永约不是与亚伯拉罕所立的。
Which is different from the covenant God set with Abraham.
这个就是新约。
This is what we call the New Testament.
你回去看耶利米先知书。
And I said you go back to read the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米说我要与你们另立新约。
And Jeremiah says, the Lord says, I'm going to have another covenant with you.
你读过没有另立新约四个字
I asked him, have you read another covenant?
你根本不懂
You have no idea.
你还说自己 very knowledgeable.
你怎么敢说你很有学问
没错爱因斯坦是犹太人
It's true, Einstein, was Jewish.
没错华盛顿是犹太人
So was Washington.
牛顿是犹太人。
So was Newton.
他们都是非常有学问。
They were all very intelligent people.
但是我现在要回到圣经的学问，你根本一窍不通。
But if I come back to the knowledge of the Bible, you have no idea.
我说你假如去看以西结先知书
，If you go to read the book of Ezekiel,
是更加清楚。
And it is made even more clear.
不是现在读啊，不是现在读。
We're not reading it right now.
我现在讲到很厉害啊。
I ask you to look at me because what I'm saying is serious.
你回家再读。
Go back home to read.
以西结先知书里头讲得很清楚。
The book of Ezekiel is very clear about this.
神说我要给一个新的心给你。
The Lord says I'm going to give you a new heart.
我要把一个新的灵给你
and a new spirit
我要从你的身体里头把那个石的心除去
and I'm going to take from you the heart of stone
赐给你一个肉做的心
and give you a heart of flesh
叫你们重新守我的规条
so that you are going to follow my rule, my law
这就是新约
This is what we mean by new covenant.
这个年轻人跑到对面借了火抽了烟。
And this young man found the lighter and had his cigarette.
他又跑回来对着我。
And he came back to me again.
还要向我挑战。
He was about to continue his challenge.
我说对不起，我不抽你的二手香烟。
And I said, I don't want second-hand smoking.
啊，你的口气很臭。
You stink.
啊，我们今天的谈话到此为止。
That's the end of our conversation today.
但是离开之前，我要对你讲一句话。
But I have one word for you before you go.
回去看以赛亚书五十三章。
Go back to read the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
弟兄姊妹。五十三章里头有一个人。
Brothers and sisters, in chapter 3 of the book of Isaiah, there is one man.
我问你，是什么书？什么书
？Which book?
以赛亚书五十三章有一个人。
Isaiah chapter 53, there is one man.
这个人没有家型美容，让我们羡慕他。
The man is not handsome.
这个人因他受的鞭伤我们的医治因他受的刑罚我们的平安
Because of his torture we get peace
神定义以他为我们的赎罪祭
And God has made him the sacrifice for our sins
也把他放在财主的坟墓当中
And put him in the tomb of a wealthy man
也把他列在罪犯之中
and also put him in between criminals.
这个人除了是耶稣之外，没有另外的一个解释。
This man could be nobody but Jesus Christ.
我说回去读以赛亚书五十三章。
And I said, go back to read chapter 53 of the book of Isaiah.
因为我知道犹太人今天不敢读以赛亚书五十三章。
Because I know many Jewish people dare not to read chapter 53 of Isaiah.
假如他们虚心地读五十三章的话，他们一定信耶稣。
If they humble their hearts and read that chapter, there is no way they do not believe Jesus Christ.
我对这个年轻人说
，I said to him,
"Go home, read Isaiah chapter 53."
我说你回去看以赛亚书第五十三章，
好好的吸收里头所讲。
Try to absorb what it teaches you.
愿神与你同在。
May the Lord be with you.
现在我讲最后的一点。
And I'm coming to my last point.
最近我在主的面前有一个很深的体会。
And I have a deep realization in the presence of God recently.
在诗篇第五篇当中。
In Psalm chapter 5.
在它当中有一句这样的话。
It says.
就是第七节。
Verse 7 of Psalm chapter 5.
它里头讲到那些不敬畏神的人。
It talks about those people without reverence for God.
他说那些讲脏话、说撒谎的人不能够进神的圣殿。
It says people with vulgarity and lies cannot enter the temple of God.
但是写诗的人这样说。
But the psalmist said this.
他说至于我。
It says, but I.
我要凭神的丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所。
By your great mercy, will come into your house.
我要长存一个敬畏神的心，向您的圣殿下拜。
In reverence, will I bow down toward you, your holy temple.
为什么诗人说神的居所呢？
Why does psalmist say it's the temple of God?
为什么神说到神的圣殿呢？
Why it says it's the holy temple of God?
为什么神有一个盼望要进入神的家呢？
Why does God?
这个写诗的人有一个盼望进入神的家。
Why does the psalmist wish to enter the temple of God?
诗篇二十三篇
Chapter Psalm 23
最后的一句话
The last verse
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life
我且要进到神的殿中
And I will enter the temple of God
直到永远直到永远
and forever.
为什么写诗的人说他很盼望进入神的殿中？
Why does the psalmist say he wishes so much to enter the temple of God and live there?
这里头又是神的殿。
Here again, the temple of God is mentioned.
然后诗篇第二十七篇
and Psalm 27,
第四节
verse 4
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华。
It says one thing I asked of the Lord.
他说现在我仍然要祈求。
It says this is what I seek now.
求什么呢？
What is it?
就是一生一世住在神的殿中。
That is I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
可以日夜瞻仰神的荣美。
So that I can witness the glory of God daily.
可以日夜在神的殿中求问。
So that I can seek God every day, every moment.
我做一个牧师已经四十多年了。
I've been a pastor for over 40 years.
我常常去探访信徒的家。
And I often go to visit brothers and sisters.
但是我现在要很清楚地告诉你一件事。
But I want to tell you one thing very clearly.
我很少在他们的家里头进入他们的卧房。
But I very seldom enter their bedrooms.
因为那个卧房是他们的内室。
Because those are their inner rooms.
是他们的 master bedroom.
是他们的主卧房。
很少机会他们邀请我进入他的卧室。
Very seldom was I invited to enter those rooms.
为什么？
Why?
因为是他们的机密的地方。
Because it's their private place.
是他们的隐秘的地方。
It's their secret place.
是他们最温暖的自己的私人房间。
It's their warmest private nest.
假如你常常邀请你的客人进入你的卧房的时候，我告诉你，这个不应该啊。
If you often invite your friends to enter your master bedrooms, it's not appropriate.
我现在要很清楚地告诉你。
I'm going to make this very clear to you.
我曾求耶和华。
I once asked the Lord.
现在仍然要祈求。
And I'm still asking.
就是我一生一世可以住在神的殿中。
So that I can live in the house of the Lord.
就是进入神的卧房当中。
So that I can enter the master bedroom of the Lord.
我可以在那个地方瞻仰他的荣美。
And I can witness his glory.
可以向他祷告祈求。
And I can pray to him and ask of him.
大卫说，我一生一世。
David says, all the days of my life.
必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Love and blessings will follow me.
但是更加可爱的另外一件事。
But what is more lovely is this.
我要住在神的卧房里面。
I'm going to live in the bedroom of the Lord.
一个人可以住在我的卧房，他是谁？
Only one person can live in my bedroom. Who is he?
下一个月我要到温哥华定居。
And I'm going to settle down in Vancouver next month.
有一个人请我吃饭。
And I will be invited to dinner by a person.
I was. 已经邀请了。
I was invited.
他在吃晚饭的时候问我一个问题。
At the dinner, he asked me a question.
你是不是到温哥华去结婚？
He said, are you going to go to Vancouver to get married?
因为很多人说你到温哥华去结婚。
And many people say you're going to get married in Vancouver.
可不可以让我们看一看你那个未婚的夫人？
Can we meet your fiance?
我说请你带我去看一看她是谁。
I said you should first show me who this woman is.
谁可以进入你的卧房？
Who can enter your
谁可以进入你的卧房
？Who is this person？
谁可以进入你那个最秘密的、最隐秘的地方？谁可以进去
？Who can really enter your most private place？
是你的配偶
，It is your spouse, right？
是你的丈夫
，Your husband。
是你的妻子
，Your wife。
所以
，Therefore，
启示录第二十一章里头讲得很清楚。
In Revelation chapter 21, it makes very clear.
将来有份参与神的婚礼的有福分了。
It says those who are blessed who will be able to attend the wedding ceremony of the Lord.
因为耶稣基督要跟他的教会结婚。
Because Jesus Christ is going to marry his church.
我们是耶稣基督的配偶，你知道吗？
We are the spouses of Jesus Christ.
我们是可以进入神的圣殿居住的。
We can enter the private chamber of the Lord.
我们是可以与神同在永永远远的。
We can be with the Lord forever.
不是在客厅。
It's not in the sitting room.
是在卧房里面。
But in the master bedroom.
一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着你。
All the days of our lives, love and blessings will follow you.
我且要住在神的殿中。
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
直到永远。
Forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的教会不是一个简单的教会。
Our church is not a building.
这个教会是建造在耶稣基督的真理之上。
It is a church that is built on the truth of Jesus Christ.
一个人懂得神的真理不是一两天的事。
It takes more than a day or two to get the truth of the Lord.
他必须与耶稣基督一块生活。
He must live with Jesus Christ.
我们要进入那个属灵的深处。
And we need to launch into the deep waters of
今天肤浅的基督徒太多。
There are lots of shallow Christians nowadays.
我们要进入深处。
And we're going to launch out into the deep waters.
与神同居。
To be with the Lord.
成为神的配偶。
To be the partner of the Lord.
成为神的妻子。
To be the wives of the Lord.
请大家站起来，我们做一个祷告。
Please stand up. We're going to pray together.